Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've announced the County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Would everyone please stand while we have pledge allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and please be seated. Okay. Now we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
We had one revision on April the 2nd to add the approval of minutes and findings of facts for February 19th, 2018. And I believe Mr. Sharp has some additional changes.
I do. Thank you, Ms. Walls. You may note there are two missing members here this evening. Understand Mr. Workman will be here at some point. He had a work commitment that kept him a little late, and Mr. Mills is out due to an emergency today. So there were two items, particular on the old business, that I think deserve, likely had some, one of which had been left open for a very limited purpose. That was the Hudson Fields case, case number 12112, and then the other one is Allen Herm Foods, case number 12113. That record had been left open for a limited purpose. That record has since been closed and is up for a vote tonight. As far as the Hudson Fields case, my suggestion, I know Mr. Mills had wanted to participate in that based on the transcript from the last meeting, and we were leaving it open to ask questions. There, perhaps piecemealing that type of questioning might not be the best. So there had been some discussion. I'd spoken with counsel for Hudson Fields about that, about moving that date. So the thought was to perhaps move that to the front of the agenda mm-hmm. to discuss under old business. And then the second will be Allen Herm to bring that up in old business. Unfortunately for right now, there's only two of you who would be able to discuss and vote on that case. What I would suggest is that we move that to the front of the agenda. It seems like there's a lot of folks here who may be interested. I see some familiar faces from the hearing. So rather than have them have to wait all night, I would suggest that perhaps when Mr. Workman arrives, we then move that to the next case after whatever case we were discussing at that time. Okay. You know, that's a little unique, but might give these folks a chance to get out here a little earlier, especially since it's just a deliberation and vote, not a public hearing.
Right.
Then there's another case on there, which is case number 12128, Springfield Historic Preservation. I have a conflict of interest on that one. Vince Robertson is here to handle that. Normally when we have those conflicts, we move those to the front of the new business agenda so that the conflicts council doesn't have to be here all night either. So what I would suggest, if the board so entertained, would be to move case number 12112 Hudson Family LLC to the front of the agenda. Move case number 12113 Allen Herm Foods LLC to the front of the agenda pending Mr. Workman's arrival, so that such that he arrives, we will then hear that hearing after the case that we're hearing at that time. And then move case number 12128 Springfield Historic Preservation LLC to the front of new business under public hearings.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we move these cases to the front of the agenda as per Mr. Sharp's recommendation.
I second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we move case number 12128 to the front of the new business, and then we also move case number 12112.
And also 12113. To the front of the agenda pending Mr. Workman's arrival. So whenever he arrives, we would then hear that.
Okay, thank you. All right, all those in favor of that motion? Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 3-0, those changes are accepted or are approved. Okay, now, first case, please.
I believe we have
We got approval of the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to get that done. Okay. Now, I have a motion for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts for our February the 19th, 2018 meeting.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we again approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our February the 19th, 2018 meeting. All those in favor? Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 3-0, the case minutes and the finding facts are approved. Now, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr.
Warned you right off the bat, excuse me. That's why I skipped over those, because normally
I know
that's that might get done.
We don't usually have this, Mr. Chairman.
No, so I apologize for that.
No apology needed.
Okay.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct would not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.